This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's a new alliance linking the e-commerce giant of China with a popular social media system called Sina Weibo that's like a Chinese Twitter with some Facebook mixed in. Alibaba is paying the equivalent of more than $500 million to buy a piece of Weibo, which already has a not-too-shabby 46 million users. There's plenty of room for social media to grow as the Chinese middle class grows and connects to the web. But what about in countries where Facebook's been around for a good while? Britain's Guardian newspaper looked into data showing that Facebook got 4% fewer visits last month in the U.S., which could be temporary and is not in itself a catastrophe for the company. But fewer people were stopping in to check Facebook last month in Canada, Japan, Germany, and some other countries. And the question is one often posed in economics: do trees grow to the sky, or are there limits to growth in social media? Does saturation eventually set in? Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief of CNET Reviews, says Facebook users may be getting tired of communicating with lots and lots of friends.
I think that there's a fatigue that goes along with constantly curating your image. Even for younger people, there's something exciting about the idea that you could create a small community, that you really only share your thoughts and your feelings with people you really, really trust. I mean, you can do that with Facebook, but that's not how it's evolved for most people.
Facebook has competition coming at it from diverse angles, she says.
This is a time of a lot of innovation in the social network world. You know, there's the Instagram, which was purchased by Facebook partially for its young users. And then there's a network like Path, which keeps your friend count limited to, I think, 150 people. And Path is growing partially because they're experimenting with the way you can chat using a social network. So there are different examples of types of social networks that are interesting for different reasons, and users are playing with all of them.
And while we're talking about Facebook, there's new research noting a loose link between social media likes and obesity. The open-source peer-reviewed journal PLOS ONE has a study suggesting that people who assign social media likes to pursuits involving physical activity, say hiking, might be thinner than people who assign a lot of likes to sedentary activities, such as watching TV shows.